voice, Lord. The ring, the circle ring of death, around somebody here this morning, we erase it with the blood. Any ring of circle of death that want to take somebody away from here this morning, we stand together. We stand together in the name of Jehovah, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and we erase that ring of death today in the name of Jesus. Every projection into the sun, every projection into the moon, to take anyone out of us away this morning, we cancel it today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every magnetizing power of death that want to take anyone out of this place, Jehovah, we cancel it today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call upon God of heaven to reverse every negative covenant, every evil covenant, every covenant that is not of God that you have entered into, or that somebody has entered into on your behalf, I cancel this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will live. You will not die.
Amen.
You will live.
Amen.
You will not die.
Amen.
You will live.
Amen.
You will not die.
Amen.
Your life will matter to God.
Amen.
Devil will not take you away.
Amen.
Devil will not take your children
Amen.
Away. Any program of the enemy for you to cry, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The honor of evil, Lord, will carry thee alone.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Miracle worker.
Come and do a miracle, miracle today. Come and do a miracle, a miracle today. Destiny changer,
destiny changer.
Oh, you are my destiny changer. Oh yes, Lord.
Come and change my destiny, my destiny today. My destiny today. Father Lord, we uphold your word this morning. I thank God for the life of that man, because that new thing will start this week in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the life of that lady, that what you are praying for, you are getting it this week in the name of Jesus. The blood, the body, we do something new for us this morning. Thank you, mighty Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Let's appreciate our choir as we appreciate the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. The children's Sunday school, are they on today? They've gone already. Oh, I'm still seeing some chairman. I'm still seeing somebody sitting there balancing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bro, is this the first time today? Worship with us. Hallelujah. Can we welcome this bro to church, please? Can we give him a cornerstone fountain's welcome?
You are welcome in the name of the Lord.
You are welcome.
You are welcome in the name of the Lord. All over you, oh, the glory of the Lord.
You are welcome in the name of the Lord. Yes, we love you.
Oh, yes, we love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, we love you.
Oh, yes, we love you with the love of the Lord.
God bless you. We love you. We love to have you in our midst. God bless you so much. Thanks for worshiping with us today. We are Cornerstone Fountain Church. This is who we are. We're a family church. We love each other. We pray together. And I pray that the grace of God will be upon you. Everything you are trusting God for today, heaven will give unto you in the name of Jesus. We meet every Sunday here at 10 in the morning, on Thursday by 6:30. And we have special service on the last Saturday of the month, which is this one coming. We call it, said to me, Lord, 2 hours of prayer. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Our little young 16, here, we talk to you at the end of this service. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's put hands together for us, brother. Hallelujah. I thank God for our youth. I thank God for what God is doing. Chidima, am I right? God bless you. Nice seeing you back in church. Is it Chidima? Yes. Hallelujah. You are worried that I didn't get to know my name. Hallelujah. I know everybody. Today we are dealing with communion. But before we go into that, the Lord led me to think of doing prayer and fasting for 7th and the 8th. On the 7th and the 8th, please take note of the date. 7th and the 8th is a Thursday and Friday. And I want us to meet here to pray. Hallelujah. We are going to meet here to pray for those today. Thursday and Friday is going to be a special prayer. The major thing is the 11th hour miracle must happen in your life. The 11th hour miracle must happen in your life. Hallelujah. I might likely have a man of God that will minister along with me for those 2 days. Hallelujah. I'm expecting a man of God, Professor Solomon Wachuku. Powerful man of God. Powerful man of God. He's likely to be with me for those 2 days and possibly the following Sunday. Hallelujah. But I have been leading for us to do those 2 days prayer and fasting. If your health condition does not allow you to fast till 6, break by 3. Okay? If you cannot break by 3, break by 12. Just do something. If you cannot do 12, do 9. Hallelujah. If you cannot do 9, do 6 a.m. Hallelujah. But pray. If you cannot do without the food, do the prayer. The grace of God will keep you in the name of this month is our month of double grace. It's our month of double grace. When we talk of double grace, we are talking of the unmerited favor of God. We are talking of what God gives to us, even when we don't ask for it. You know, what God released to our life is not because you work hard. It's just because God just favor you. Somebody's son will sing for joy within the next 2 months. What that son is be praying for, what that family is be praying for, within the next 2 months, it's going to bust out open in the name of Jesus. I just saw joy in that family right now in the name of Jesus. Something big, something miraculous will happen in your family before the end of this year in the name of Jesus. Listen, miracle is not for angels. Miracle is for us. Miracle is for human beings. Miracle is for those who are expecting. Miracle is for those who are hoping for something. The Bible said the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. So when you expect something happen, hallelujah, don't wake up without expecting a miracle. Don't go out without expecting a miracle. Like I said, this is the month of our double miracle. It's 10. It's the 10th month. Grace is 5. So we double 5, double grace, that's what we experience. Today, we are talking about grace through communion. Grace through communion. Grace through the Eucharist. In the beginning, when we are talking of the communion, we talk of Eucharist. And so in the Orthodox churches, Catholic Church, Anglican Church, they don't even call it communion, they just say Eucharist. You are going for the Eucharist service. You know, you are going for communion. We are going to eat the Lord's Supper. In the beginning, in the book of Exodus, where it was first mentioned, it was mentioned as the Lord's Supper. Okay? And I just want us to look, what are the grace that we receive through this Lord's Supper? Because, you see, it is something that everybody just take willy-nilly. You know, I realized when I was in the Catholic Church, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and one of the things is A lot of people will be disallowed from taking communion. You have to go and do penance. You go to Reverend Father on Thursday or Friday evening or Saturday evening. You confess your sin. Father, we forgive you. And then we tell you, go and do so some penance. We may ask you to go and read the rosary 2 times. Read 7 Amen, read 10 Amen. But he give you. But you see, it's not what he asked you to do that is the important thing. The consciousness that you have sinned. The consciousness that you don't want to do it again. Hallelujah. And you will, in some parishes then, when you go this week, you confess the same sin. Next week you confess the same sin. Father, you say, what's wrong with you? For the last 4 or 5 Saturday, you have been coming. You need to change. You need to drop out of this sin. And in fact, in the 18th Sunday, I can't remember the year, because of the priest getting tired of people coming to confess the same thing, that's why they now put something like a veil. You don't even know the priest you are confessing to, and the priest doesn't see you. Okay? So that, let the priest just do his job. But in the days we are connecting you back to God. There is no intermediate person. You can talk to God yourself. And God is waiting from you to hear from you. So, understand where I'm going this morning. I'm conscious of time because with the communion, we need to run with time. There are 2 items that are used for communion, 2 items. And that is the bread and the cup. The bread and the wine. Okay? Now, the issue of the wine, don't get dragged into it. Some say it has to be alcohol, some has to be alcohol or non-alcoholic. Listen to me, as a church, we don't use alcoholic wine. We use non-alcoholic wine. Hallelujah. So, you see, it is the last testament of Jesus. Do this where it is important. When there's no testament on the testators, die. Do we understand that? So, the last wish of Jesus is that do this in remembrance of me. Okay? So, when he said do this, at times people limit to what is said on the table. But what has been the teaching before then and what are the teaching after? You see, when Jesus walked on earth, there was no record that he was sick. If you see it in any part of the Bible that Jesus had a day, because of that he could not go to do his business, please show it to me. Okay? But I've read Bible at least in my lifetime, maybe more than 20 times that I've read Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I've not seen where Jesus was sick. If Jesus has no record of being sick, I stand between the altar and the porch today. Whatever sickness that is in your body, heaven will wash it off today in the name of Jesus. Whatever is raging in your body, heaven will remove it today in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. God is still powerful. There is nothing that takes away the power of God away. On the news yesterday or 2 days ago, it's been running. You know Chris Oil. Chris Oil, an energetic, powerful man. I think he was ride bicycles? He's a cyclist, Olympic. I had about 20 goals from Olympic. The highest gold medal in UK was saying, was it 2 days ago, he has only 4 years to live because of cancer. Hear me and hear God. Whatever death sentence you are carrying, it is washed away today by the blood in the name of Jesus. Whether you know of it or not, whether there's any sickness hanging in your body or anywhere, by the blood of Jesus, it is washed away today in the name of Jesus. The Bible says on the cross, he took away our sicknesses and our diseases. On the cross, he took it away and he said it is finished. And in fact, the Bible says something. He said they flogged him that it became unattractive. The way they beat him up, and the Bible said he got 39 strokes of cane. 39. And the doctors still categorize all sickness in the world to 39. Which means for every sickness, it took a stroke to say this cannot kill you. It may kill others, it will not kill you. In the name of Jesus. You see, let's look at Isaiah 53 verse 5. Isaiah 53 verse 5. I'm very, very conscious of time. Don't worry, we'll soon leave here. He said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. So what he lost is the stripe of Cain he took. The 39th flogging. That's why they say by his stripes. So there are 39 different stripes on his body, which is enough to heal any type of sickness in your body. Hallelujah. Give me 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. He said, who his own self bear our sin in his own body on the tree. And when he was on the tree, he bear it. That back pain, he bore it. That leg pain, he carried it. That miscarriage, he carried it. That headache is on him. That migraine is on him. Whatever you call it, that cancer, he carried it. Is that we being dead to sin, we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose stripe ye were. Not that you are healed, that it's been done even before you are born. Your healing is older than your sickness. Do you understand what I've just said? Your healing is older than your sickness. Your prosperity is older than your poverty. Because the Bible said before the foundation of the world, it said the lamp was slain. So Jesus was dying even before the world was created. So there's nothing you are going through that he didn't know about. And that's why it tells us something in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Sorry for those who don't understand this song, but somebody will sing this song within the next 24 hours. I know no sheyeluwa adara. You are going to sing, it is mercy of the Lord that has done this, not my power. Within the next 24 hours, that's what I had in my spirit. The Bible says in the book of Luke 22:20, he said, likewise also, the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. What is he saying here? A New Testament was set up in my blood. That means all the covenant you had before, he said, I am packing them to the side, and I'm setting up a new testament. I'm setting up a new covenant. I'm giving you a new covenant of peace, covenant of prosperity, covenant of good health. So the blood was shed for this covenant to be set up. The blood was shed. Okay, let's look at Colossians 1:14. Colossians 1:14. I have just about 7 minutes to finish this message. Colossians 1:14. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So his blood redeemed you. His blood buy you back. Redemption means buy back. He pulled you out of your issues. He said, even the forgiveness of sin. Ephesians 1:7. He said, in whom we have redemption. So redemption is in God. You can have your freedom. You cannot pay for it. I was talking to somebody, was it 2 days ago, and I said, how God took me in the journey of my life, only God can explain. Because at a point, I was just like a blind man being led to wherever God wants. Hallelujah. And me and my wife was talking was yesterday about going to Swaziland. Going to Swaziland, Swaziland was dead than Nigeria. Honestly, Swaziland was not better than Nigeria in any way. But I left Nigeria, went to Swaziland, not knowing where God will be leading me to. From there, I find myself here. Hallelujah. You see, at times, you know, when God wants to redeem you, when God wants to take you out of your situation, he does things you cannot explain. He acts in a way you will just be looking at yourself, me? Me, how? You know, until you can look back, you cannot thank God enough. When you look back, so this is what God has done for me. When you look back at the village where you grew up from, you are now complaining that water is dirty. You that you will bathe in the same stream and drink the same water. Mama, am I right? The river where you bathe is where you will fetch the water you will drink. And you are now complaining. You look at, they give you bottle water. You are checking whether there are particles. I thank you for those who allow it. The water you know yourself, it is full of particles. You still drink it. Hallelujah. You know, you see, when you look at, I bought one sweet. It expired in 2022. That's where the sweet expired. I possibly mistakenly put it somewhere, and it's 2022. And my wife said she would throw it away. I said, the one you buy from online in Nigeria, do you check the expiry date? Do you check the expiry? You understand? You see them? When bread, we buy bread in my house, the children will be checking the date. Bread that is still fresh. What am I saying? God already redeemed us. And that is why we are singing a new song. What? The bread we are throwing away, when you throw it away, when we are growing old, they will kill you with beating. The bread family want to eat, you check, you say, fire, they expire, you throw it away. You see what I'm saying? We have redemption through its blood. Do you believe that taking part in the blood does something for you? Or you just take it because it has to be taken? Let's look at Luke 22, verse 19. I was looking at 22. Are we getting something this morning? And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. He said, this do in remembrance of me. Give me the next verse. Likewise also, the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood, which will be shed for you. This was the last statement of Jesus. So he was doing this for a particular reason. Let's look at how Paul reported it. 1 Corinthians 11:24. Is it something? Juanita Baina sang his song. He said, mercy said no. Sister Winners. She said something. She said, why not? Is Cecilia Abbey that they turn to Sissy? Sissy is from Sicilia. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. So he's saying, my body has been brutalized. My body has been broken down just for you. He said, I have been broken. no more whole because I want to make you whole. He said, I've been beaten because I don't want you to be beaten. He now said, do this in remembrance of me. Why is he saying, do this in remembrance of me? He's saying this, that what you are going through, you don't need to go through it again. You need to believe in me that I have solution for it. And that I prepared the solutions for you. Let me give you an example for those who went to school. You know, some of us didn't go. You know, when teachers are teaching, they give you masking. So when students are struggling with the answers, even when teacher doesn't know the answer, he went straight to look at the masking. So God is telling you, you already have the masking. Why are you sweating about the exam? You get what I'm saying? You already have the solution prepared for you. Why are you struggling? I mean, it's like if I have a child, let me categorize the child. If I have a child who is less than 16, or let's say I have a child who is less than 20, and he sat in my house and he start crying that I'm hungry. You understand? Or pastor now, if a man will start crying, my daddy, I am hungry. And daddy is looking at him, what's wrong with you? Go to the fridge. That's already prepared food. Warm it. Microwave is there. You don't need to on the generator. The light is there. Just pick the food. Warm, or possibly even mama just cook fresh jollof rice in the kitchen. Just get big spoon, serve into the plate, and just eat. But you start there, and you start cut. You know that's how many of us are doing. When Jesus said, all things are ready, and we are still still crying to God. Somebody did an analogy. I think mommy was there when he said there are some things, when you are praying, God will be looking at you and be laughing. You say, God, I need water, I need water, I need water, I need water. And somebody came into the room with a pack of bottle of water for you. And you're saying, God, I need to drink water. You still continue to pray. He said, you don't need that prayer. Just pick one bottle of water. Open it, drink it. Prayer answered. How many times are we tapping into the grace of God? That we are not just complaining. These are available for you. These are available for you. We'll talk more on this as we go on. Give me the next verse. Verse 25 says. 25. Thank you. The man on the council. 25. Okay. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink in remembrance of me. He said, just remember, I have done everything. Don't kill yourself on what is not. There are three principal things I want you to take home with. That you gain from communion. Number one, it augments or deepens your union with Christ. When you take communion, it deepens your relationship with God. It makes you one. Hallelujah. If you are an herbalist, if they bring sacrifice to you, you must eat from it. Abi? So, the more you eat the sacrifice, the more herbalist you are. Am I right? If you are a witch, you must fly. The more you fly, the more witches you are. If that's the correct English. If you are a Christian, you must take his blood. So, taking his blood deepen us with him. Link us more with him. Connect us more with him. Number two, Holy Communion separates us from sin. It separates us from sin. If we are united with him, we shouldn't be sinning. We should be conscious of every sinful nature. What's wrong with it? It should remind you that I'm one with Christ, so I cannot fornicate. I am one with Christ, so I cannot commit adultery. I am one with Christ, so I cannot steal. I am one with Christ, I cannot be proud because Jesus was never proud. Have you seen people, even their walk alone is proud. They just go. They just bloat. And they are floating. For what? When God can carry, if God removed the oxygen in 5 minutes, you are gone. I don't know why you floating. To where? Hallelujah. So, you separate us from sin. Hallelujah. And the last one, communion strengthen our charity. When I say charity, not the charity you are talking about. When I say charity, it concerns, it's not for the less fortunate giving to people who don't have. Mm-mm. What I'm saying is this, when we are united, we are also united to one another. You are connected to one another. You are showing love to everybody. You are no more a gossiper. You are there to talk about somebody in a good way. You are there to support other people in a good way. Even when somebody offends you, you find a way to handle it without hurting that person. Hallelujah. I came from a tribe that they tell it the way it is. The tribe I came from. They don't hide anything. They just say it as it is. But as a Christian, that's why the fact you are saying it as it is, say it not to hurt somebody else. That is where charity comes from. That is where love comes from. When you are holding everybody as one, when you treat your brothers and your sisters as one, that is what made grace to abound. That is what made grace to abound. And then we are going to now do the last one and we take the communion. Hallelujah. The ministers can come. Exodus 12, 11 and 12. Exodus 12, 11 and 12. Communion is a Passover to another level. When you take communion, God opens the door to another level for you. When you take communion, God removes the barrier. When you take communion, God fights your battle for you. When you take communion, listen to me. Did Israel fought Pharaoh? Did they fight Pharaoh? No. Did they need computer to open? They need the caterpillar to open the Red Sea? No. The power of the communion opened the way up. The power of the communion kill your enemy. You understand? There are some battles you are fighting. In fact, I tell you, take communion in your home. How do we take communion? Must it be this type? No, not necessary. Okay? Communion, you can even take your bread, ordinary bread. You can get a cup of water if you don't have Ribena. It doesn't have to be a special one. Pray over it. Take communion. Say, Lord, make way for me. Open the door. I don't want to continue in this way. And Lord, I am stepping into the season of separation, into the season of crossing over. If you that's another word for communion. It is a season of crossing over. Hallelujah. How many of us want to cross over today? Lord, I ask that grace will descend upon your children. You will give them the ability to cross over. Lord, nothing with the enemy to do what them. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, if you can stand, please stand while they give this out. Can we take one, please? Hallelujah. There's a scripture I saw. It says some who take heed unworthily, they die. What is taking the communion unworthily mean? It means when you constantly live in sin and you say the grace of God should abound, God said, God forbid. Is that, that is why people are taking it and they are falling sick. I pray for you this morning. As you take this, it will only give you life. You will not forsake. You will not die. You will have life. You will have abundant life. Mercy and grace will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Let's take the bread out. I think there's a small line on top. That's the first you remove. To take the waiver. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said this is your body that is broken for us. My Lord and my Father, let your spirit incubate this waiver. Let it turn into your body, that as we take your body, let healing run through our head to our toes in the name of Jesus. Set us free, Lord. Deliver us, Jesus. Let your grace and mercy be upon us. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want you to take the body of Jesus Christ. The Bible says after supper, it said he took the cup. And he said, this is the cup of the New Testament. He said, it is my blood. It will be shed for the remission of our sin. Lord, as we take your body, let every sin in our life be removed today in the name of Jesus. Amen. If there's anyone planning for us to die, let that person die in our stead in the name of Jesus. Let mercy keep us alive. Lord, I pray. That as this blood enter our body, let it solve every medical issues in our body in the name of Jesus, and let it give us divine healing. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's take the blood of Jesus. I want you to start praying for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. And I'm going to give us just 2 prayer points. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Let your blood remove every struggle that members of my family struggles. Every struggles that is in my family. Let your blood remove it from my life. And the life of my children. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every struggles in my family. Every delay in my family. Every denier in my family. Let your blood remove it this morning. 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 Let your blood remove this money. Let your blood remove this money. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want you to pray this. After the children of Israel, after they pass over the Red Sea, then at a point there was no food and God began to rain manna down. We are going to pray to God. Lord, everything I need is in your hand. By the virtue of this communion today, Lord, supply all my needs. That before Wednesday, I will have a new song. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I have taken your body. I have taken your blood. The Bible says, you will supply all my need according to your riches in glory. Lord, this morning, supply every need, every spiritual need, every bodily need, every mental need, every career need, every financial need. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every need, emotional need, spiritual need, marital need, Lord supply. In Jesus' name we pray. Sing this song with me, please. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for a given. You are God of of their father's house in the name of Jesus. I pull your children out of the limitations of their father's house in the name of Jesus. I pull them out of retrogression of their family in the name of Jesus. By the virtue of the body and blood of Jesus this afternoon, you will prosper. By this virtue, you will make it. What you are praying for, receive it today in the name of Jesus. What you are believing God for, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Your house will be full of what you are asking for. Your career will experience what you are praying for. Your finances will experience what you are praying for. Mercy will speak for you. The glory of the Lord will be upon you. The grace that follow communion will follow you. The grace that follow the body will follow you. The grace that follow the blood will follow you. You will not die in sickness. That sickness will disappear. That sickness will go away. That sickness will disappear. Thank you, mighty Father. I pray for you that you are moving to a new chapter of your life in the name of Jesus. You are moving to a new season of your life in the name of Jesus. What you have not experienced before, begin to experience it in a positive way right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put our hands around for Jesus.